This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, everybody. I am finally back from after having a little bit of a break. I was actually in hospital for a little while, but that's okay. I am back to it now and ready and raring to go. So, anyway, while I was away, King Street... Oh, sorry, I have to introduce a show. The show is Unique Abilities, and it's run through Mahitahi Tato Charitable Trust. So this is why, I'm forgetting. And King Street Artworks has kindly given us the space for us to broadcast our wonderful show, Unique Abilities. And so, anyway, welcome everybody. It's a pleasure to introduce Linda, who is one of the tutors, who is the floor manager for King Street Artworks. So this week, because I was away for the wananga, I thought I would talk to Linda a little bit about how it went, and yeah, so how did it go, Linda? And welcome.
Oh, thank you, Vanessa. Kia ora koutou. I'm Linda Tilliard, and yeah, the wananga we had this year, organised by Jenny Kathani Morgan, our Māori art tutor, was fantastic. It was at Te Rangimārie Marae in Cole Street, and it was our first stay over wananga for a few years. We had had our wananga here at King Street, but not staying on the Marae, so we were really happy to be back. And we had a great lineup of tutors and a lot of artists. We had 60 altogether over the days. And that's a core group who stayed on the Marae. Nice. And we had visitations from different groups in the community who came and joined in and supported.
Oh, yeah. Wow. No, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
So, anyway, sorry, this is how bad it is. I need to continuity of me coming on the show, because I actually forgot to introduce myself. I am Vanessa. You're a very sometimes organised person in the broadcast.
Always.
So, anyway.
Always.
Yes. No, that's cool. So what were the groups that came to, remember?
We had, Māori Tangata group from Pathways, brought in by Darcy, actually my husband.
Oh, cool.
And we had Jimbo and Rochelle who came in. Well, Rochelle was supporting Jimbo's kaupapa, and he's working with youth and suicide, and Rochelle is with CAMHS. So we had them coming in, and Edith Rolls, who works a lot with iwi.
What were some of the activities, what were the activities that you guys did throughout the
two days
and 3 days?
We had Morako, which was learning the use of like a taiaha, but called Morako because it's not weapon orientated. It's not. It's more a little bit movement. And so Dion Hayata, one of our artists, been coming here for a long time, was the tutor there. He was fantastic.
Cool.
And there was a good group there, 20 people each time doing the Morako, and he ran through some basics and then repeating those patterns, and people picked it up. And
I believe repetitiveness is really important for people, so that they can understand and get the right movement at the right time, sort of thing.
Yeah.
You don't want to be sort of sitting there and, oh, my goodness, I've mucked up. But, that sounds like fun.
Especially if you're somebody like me, I need it repeated a lot because my brain's a bit busy and it won't sink in otherwise.
We're all like that.
Yeah, we are. We totally are.
It's quite funny. Yeah.
And we had Becky, who is one of our relievers here, and she was teaching carving and embellishing onto some Morako sticks that people could decorate, and then they could also use within Dion's workshop. And Edith Rolls came in and was talking about health and well-being. And looking at tools that you could develop for yourself for just getting by in your life without you know, feeling stressing. Too down and staying down. So just self-care.
Yeah.
And she
that's
also
important, hey? It's important to look after your wairua and just everything about you, spiritually, mentally.
Yeah, very important.
Because without that, you can't function, can you? So, it sounds like, I mean, because I have seen some on the King Street Artworks website. Mm. So, I mean, if anyone is interested in having a look, maybe you guys would like to come along and next time. Because we don't probably know when the next time is. I mean, and get a feel for what you might like and stuff like that. So, that's cool. Yeah.
We're hoping to have maybe
a regular
next year.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome because, I mean, to me, I mean, from my experiences when I've gone on, the sense of whānau is just, I mean, you get it here. But when you go on to Te Rangi Marae, it's just a different type of... You feel like you're really entwined. And you actually have the time to actually sit down and communicate with each other. I mean, like you do it at King Street. Yeah. And that's what King Street's about. But I think being sort of more laxed, I mean, after you've done like your workshop and what have you, you kind of... you're having your meal. Hopefully, there's more people having a meal together, and that brings people together.
And you
can communicate about what you've done during the day and how you felt, and
absolutely so, right. Yeah. It was sharing the gaps in between. You know, like sharing the kai and the making of the kai and
the love, and I guess you were you got into teams, into groups.
Yeah.
So you had probably one-on-one, and then you probably swapped around and, you know, got with another person and what have you, which makes it, the dynamics different. And I guess the relationships are a lot closer.
It was also for people to just have an experience gently and with whānau of that marae protocol. So feeling maybe less nervous the next time they go to marae because they know which bits happen where and what to expect.
I must admit, and I can't talk too much about it, but the people that were supporting me when they came to see me in the hospital, they absolutely loved it. They loved how they were supported. They felt supported and, you know, included and things like that. But even though they weren't there for that long, but sadly I missed it. But I know that, I mean, hopefully hopefully in the near future, there's going to be a lot more, and we're going to go back into it.
Yeah.
Get back into the swing of it, and hopefully then there'll be more. I guess getting back into it, it's kind of finding the ins and outs and trying, because it was hard, because we did it pre-COVID, and then COVID came along.
It was COVID that put us off.
And I'm guessing sort of having to work out, we did it before, but how do we do it now?
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
knowing that it's still out there, but, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, from people that I've spoken to that actually went, so you said 60 people, I spoke to half of those people because I was going around to each person and said, hey, you went on to the Waimanga, how did you find it?
Mm-hmm.
And the majority said that they absolutely loved it and they can't wait for the next one.
And even I think for some people it's their first experience of a mihi, so saying who they are, where they're from, how they connect to the land, and how they connect to their tangata and their whānau, that they're, you know, what their whakapapa is.
Yeah.
To stand up and do that on Marae is pretty special.
Yeah,
special at any time, but if it's your first time as well.
Yeah. And you find out that you have a whole lot of other relatives.
Yeah.
And Yeah, just like, yeah. I mean,
you're like, wait, oh, that's...
They might have come into King Street for, like, how many years, like, maybe about 4 or 5 years. Next minute, it's like you go to something like that, that you know, they're saying the pipiha and all that sort of thing, and next minute, it's like, hang on a minute. I'm related to you.
Yeah, you're like, hey, we've got the same auntie. Yeah.
So that's a cool thing, eh? I mean, really, when you think about it, you know, I mean, as much as people might not like it, we are connected and...
Yeah. I don't know why people don't like it, but I mean, I'm sure they do. But we do. We're essentially all connected.
Well, we are. I mean, good old me from Auckland. I'm pretty sure I've got relatives. Well, I do.
Yeah.
I do have relatives here too, and I absolutely love it. So it's good, and I think that's what makes us humans. You know, like you know, getting together as one. And I mean, to be honest, I feel that. I mean, you know, whether you're Māori or not Māori, we're all connected. We're all whānau.
Yeah.
You know, it's just depending on what way you take it. You know, sort of thing.
Mm.
And I absolutely love that way of thinking. I think of it like you're all my sisters, you're all my brothers, cousins, sort of thing. Yeah, so what else happened? I mean, like, Yummy Kai.
We ate a lot. We cooked a lot. You know, it's kind of like the price of food hasn't gone down that way. And sadly. So people brought some food with them and we made things go a long way. And I think that thing of cooking together...
Yeah.
Like, for me, it was really fun to get in the kitchen and cook, and there were people helping with dishes and stuff, and it's all about that. Like,
it is.
On the Marae, it's all about that.
Everyone has to have their job, I think, whether it be sweeping the floors, mopping the floors, making sure that everything's all tidy, and, you know, and you're always, like, as you say, you know, somebody's... washing the dishes and drying the dishes. Mind you, it's pretty fresh. I don't know whether they've still got it, but I remember when I've been to the Marae, they actually had an amazing commercial.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. And it's
a great dishwasher. It's awesome. And I wish I had one at home.
And it does in seconds.
Yeah,
it does. Honestly, it does in seconds, which is amazing. Good. So you're not actually sitting there long. You're just... packing, you're just rinsing off dishes and putting them in there, and you're done, which is amazing.
Someone was saying to me recently too that I heard in a new way. I've probably thought about it before, but the way they said it, I heard it in a new way, and that was that for people and their mental wellness or their feeling of general wellness, that the sense of belonging is really a big part of that, and that's what we do here at King Street, is a sense of belonging and a sense of having relationships and relationships where you feel like you belong in this thing that's larger than yourself. And you really get that on the Marae, like when you, it's like being at home and mum says pick up the tea towel, and so then you're doing it and you're just belonging in this pattern of care and this pattern of a task that you're all doing together. And I think that for people in general, that sense of belonging somewhere, so it's
definitely.
And finding your feet on the Marae or coming to King Street, it's all that sense of I'm valuable and I belong, and it's huge. It's a really big, good thing. You know?
It's a great thing. And I think that helps also with the mental health side of it. It's just, it's good to be around people, full stop. I mean, I couldn't live without that.
So
eh,
true.
You know?
Yeah.
Just a sense of belonging, really.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so as in, what else happened there? Just
we had good weather.
Interesting, good weather. I know you did. That was
we had lots
bonus.
Of stories, like that, you know, stories, and you do find out those other little stories. Mind you, here we do a lot of chit-chat as well. But
we talk about everything.
Yeah, but, you know, I suppose sometimes you just don't know what people like to eat or what they have for breakfast, you know, and it's sort of...
And then you know when they're on the Marae, because it's like,
we
know
what
you eat for breakfast.
Yeah, and you fill in these little blanks and you're like, oh!
But
you know.
I'm quite different.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm somewhere different, if I'm somewhere that I haven't been in, say, for example, they don't have what I normally would have for breakfast or for dinner, I would actually pile on that because I'd just be like, wow. Haven't had that before.
Yeah, I'm going to have some of that because I don't normally have that.
Yeah. Well, it's like going to a restaurant, isn't it? You won't be picking, oh, well, I have that at home. So I have that. You'll have something. Well, one would think that you'd have something different.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, get out of the comfort zone.
It was quite nice because I wasn't directly tutoring, so I was supporting, which was really cool, and I really enjoyed it. And so I baked a lot of bread, and I made a lasagna, veggie bake, and stuff. And people were like, "Oh, you're cooking!" You know, like they know I cook. They must know I cook. But just to see me doing that and that different role, and being able to care for people in that different way, and I really, really, really just jumped into that. And
I can see you doing that. Well, I mean, you've got children, but they're adults. So.
Yeah, and it was really cool.
Oh, cool.
And I know this about people at King Street, is they love their desserts, because we had some smashing desserts.
Really good.
I know. Oh, sorry. I'm making you feel. They'll all be near next time.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll just have to make up for the next time that I come.
I've always got pudding room. No matter how much I eat in my first course, I've always got room for pudding.
Especially when it's around Christmas time, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting off topic, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's nearly coming up to Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Now, the other day, I think it was on the Monday. I'm pretty sure I looked up on Facebook because, I'm a big social girl. And it's 50 days. No, it must be,
I think it's
45 days until Christmas
now. I think we're in the 40s.
Yay! Yeah. So let's go. We're rolling on. So, yes. Yeah.
And so at King Street, we're having a Christmas show in December.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. So do you want to let them know about that one?
Oh, just come into the King Street Gallery, 16 Queen Street, between the bowling alley and the Thai shop, and Age Concern, who are our new fantastic neighbours.
Yes.
And there will be lots of, and it's a bring and buy sale, so, not a bring, it's a, if you buy it, you can take it.
Yeah.
There'll be lots and lots of lovely things to choose from for Christmas presents and their unique gifts. So
that'll be exciting.
That'll be during December. Yeah.
Do we know what the date is and time?
December. The whole of December.
Oh, whole of December. Yep. Well, roll on up, people. Come and bring your money.
Sometimes you're looking for that thing that you can't find elsewhere. It will be here. There'll be lots of and we have Victoria Harding's new show goes up today. It's gone up today.
Cool.
And it's called Creating Magic, and it's stunning. So that's here at King Street too, and I would love to purchase some of these for my whānau, for my the Christmas presents. So I think everyone would feel the same.
Sure. Now that we're on that topic, and I know we've gone off it, so we might as well finish talking about the wānanga, so thank you very much for that. So did you want to just give us a little bit of a visual about what to expect? So, I mean, if you don't want to, I can, if you like.
Oh, up to you. You mean with Victoria's show?
A little bit of, so that people can see from, it's from our voices, but they can visualise it.
So Victoria works, she's got a wonderful attention to detail, so and she does work, her work is right across the board, so she does things with papier-mâché, painting, textiles, crochet, and it's pretty, I won't do it justice with words because it's just amazing. So she's got little tiny creatures, owls and dragons and seahorses and unicorns, and this amazing hippo that's done out of crocheted, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so that's pentagon, isn't it? So little tiny crocheted squares makes up this wonderful hippo, and everything's got a wonderful sense of liveliness and life and just fun. Yeah, so it's definitely worth, I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
I'm actually looking at it as we speak, and it is amazing. There's full of beautiful colours like blues and reds and oranges and yellows and I did say greens and pinks and what have you. So please come along to Victoria Harding's show, Creating Magic. So that's actually on King Street Artworks now. So
for November.
So all throughout November. So come along and have a look and spend some money, because it's not that much, you know. So that's all good. All Christmas, you know, all your Christmas wears. Awesome. So thank you very much for listening, everybody, and thank you so much.
Thanks,
Linda,
for having me on your lovely show.
You're welcome. It was a lot of fun. I loved it. I know, it was so cool. So thank you, Marina, for coming along, and we hope to see you next week, or next time. And thank you very much.